From Tidbits, October 29th, 2007, this is the audio version of Take Control News, 5 ebooks launch you into Leopard, save 30%, written by Adam C. Angst. macOS 10.10.5 Leopard is finally here, and we can now share with you the fruits of an incredible amount of work over the last few months. 5 of our most popular ebooks completely updated for Leopard, all available right now. You can get help upgrading to Leopard, customizing all of Leopard's new features, sharing files much more elegantly than in the past, managing your fonts with Leopard's new font activation capabilities, setting up user accounts, and much more. To the thousands of you who pre-ordered our Leopard ebooks, thanks! You can now click the Check for Updates link or the Red Starburst on your pre-order PDFs to download the full versions. If you haven't yet ordered, we have 3 options for you. 1. Buy just the ebooks you want individually. They're all $10, except for the 217-page Take Control of Fonts in Leopard, which is $15. If you bought the Tiger or Panther versions of any of these books, click the Check for Updates button in your copy to save 20%. 2. Buy our core Take Control of Upgrading to Leopard and Take Control of Customizing Leopard titles for $15, saving 25%. This bundle is linked on the left side of these books' web pages on the Take Control website. 3. Buy our I Love Leopard bundle of all 5 ebooks, over 650 pages in all, for only $38.50, saving 30% off the cover price. Again, the bundle is accessible from the left side of each book's webpage. You can read more about each of these books on our website, but in short, Take Control of Upgrading to Leopard is the latest edition of the title that launched Take Control back in 2003 with Panther. In it, Joe Kissel shares his hard-won advice about the best ways to install, test your installation, troubleshoot problems, get going in Leopard, and more. Take Control of Customizing Leopard provides a tour of new and revamped features in Leopard by the ever-opinionated Matt Newberg. Matt demystifies Time Machine, shows you how to use spaces effectively, and explains why Spotlight in Leopard is so much improved over Tiger. Take Control of Users and Accounts in Leopard describes different types of accounts in Leopard, which ones are right for the different people who use your Mac, how to share files between accounts, and what you can limit with the new features in Leopard's parental controls. Kirk McElhern also explains how to create and use a troubleshooting account should problems crop up. Take Control of Sharing Files in Leopard makes file sharing easy between two Macs, among a mixed-platform office work group, or between far-flung computers on the internet. Wi-Fi guru Glenn Fleischman explains each of Leopard's file sharing technologies and helps you connect to file servers from a variety of major operating systems. Take Control of Fonts in Leopard explains everything you need to know about how fonts work in macOS 10 and what has changed with Leopard. In particular, veteran Mac author Sharon Zardetto looks at Leopard's new and updated fonts, along with Leopard's new font activation capabilities, font previewing via CoverFlow, and font sample printing. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at www.tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for supporting Take Control.